when I lost my husband, sick, I didn't know if I could possibly carry on, with doing the work. And I knew I couldn't continue my university work if I didn't stay active in my work. And so I felt if he would give me some kind of a sign, just something, some kind of a sign, then I would know that he was all right. I mean, my faith tells me he was, but, I needed it. And so as a result of this, this one night, I was sitting out on my deck, with a cup of tea, and the phone rang, and it was a scriptwriter from Warner Brothers who wrote a script on our life. But I did not accept it. It really was not us. It was my husband and I. I mean, he did things that were just very unlike us. So I never accepted that, that we'd always stay friends with him.
Wow.
And he called and said that, how he felt, and he was crying, he was very emotional. And, I don't know why I said it. I don't really know why. I said, you know what, Teddy? I always knew when Ed was at peace and Ed was happy if I heard him whistle. And I said, his work, parts of his work were so dark and so heavy on his heart. And if I was ready to hear him whistle, it would just do my heart good. His birthday, he died just 2 weeks before his birthday. And I went to Mass and Communion. And then I went to his grave site. And the monument wasn't there yet. So I said, honey, here, Bonnie, I know what we'd be doing. You would wake up first. You would say, get up, get dressed. We're going to our favorite place for breakfast, and it's my treat. And I said back to him when I stood at his gravesite, I said, we're going to our favorite place for breakfast today, honey, and it's my treat. And I went. It's the Bluebird in Easton, about 58. And anyway, I sat down, I asked if I could have the table that, we normally sat at with a new little waitress, but she didn't know me. And she came to take my water. Oh, I said table for two. And I wasn't the least bit uncomfortable with doing it. So when she came to take my water, I gave her my water. I said, it's only me.
You said what?
If my husband were here, this is where we'd be celebrating his breakfast point on his birthday. But I lost my husband, I said, 2 weeks ago. So I was eating, and I left my dark glasses on. And somebody from the kitchen came out. Now, this girl had told her anything, and she came out. It's owned by a few people, but I didn't know this lady. And she said, are you Mrs. Lawrence? I said, yes, I am. She said, we have a problem here. I wonder if you can help. I said, I never knew of anything of a preternatural or supernatural nature in this building. She said, it just came today. I said, what came today? That when the dishwasher, who has been with us for many years, came in, he phoned me, said, I'm terrified, and I'm not staying. And what do you mean you're not staying? heard a man whistle.
Huh.
And so I said, would you please bring him in? Would I be able to talk to him? And he sat across from me. And it was the table. And I can remember that something that I had been able to do. I was 9 years of age in a private Catholic girls' school. It was just all very natural for me. And I watched him, and I could tell nobody can lie to me. The worst thing in the world you can do to me is lie to me. And so I said, sir, tell me exactly what frightened you this morning. I heard a real man whistle twice.
Wow.
I said, what time? He said, I got here at 5:30. What I said was, I guess Ed got here before I did. He always teased me about being late.
That's a neat story.
Yeah, and that...
He just gave me a chill.
But that